Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Hello out there. Peace be unto you, our noble listening audience. You're listening to another edition of Religion Means Alive. To our noble and honorable listening audience, we're getting ready for a continuation, really, of the progression that we were talking about yesterday in terms of the universal man. But right here, we have New Africa Mondays. And I have our brother Mujahideen Muhammad online. I like this. Mujahideen Muhammad, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum, can you hear me?
Peace be unto you, yes. I got the pleasure of you with us, our brother. So could you just open us up? For a short minute, while I prepare this real thing, just open this up. I'm here to board and everything.
With the name of God, the merciful benefactor and the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to God, the guarder, evolver of all systems of knowledge, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, master of the day of judgment. You alone do we worship, and your aid we seek. Guide us on the straight path, the path of the way of those on whom you have bestowed your favor, those, and also the path to keep us away from the path of those who incur your anger and your wrath, and they go astray. Amen. It's an honor to be here on Religion Means Alive. Welcome back, New Africa Monday. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat. I believe this is a time to be excited. You know, we're in the fall season, and in the scripture before the Quran, it has in its beginning, after the evolution, the natural evolution of man, and the creation of the environment, and God said it was good after everything. It was good on the first day. Created such, it was good on the second day, on and on. And to the seventh day, he completed. He completed his creation, or the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the human being. But then there's a deviation that comes into the scripture shortly thereafter, where it says, it talks about the fall of man. We don't have too much time to go into all of that, but we would like to look at this season, not as the fall of mankind and the misconception of the tempter of the man and the woman to eat of the forbidden fruit of the tree, but we want to look at it as a time of... I'm thinking of several things. We want to focus on the time of preservation. We'll look at it like that.
Yes,
preservation.
Sir.
Yes, sir. So in this time of preservation, where the season is changing, the temperature, the climate is changing for a large part of the, especially this continent, you have to be very particular on how you use your resources. And I know that's one of the initiatives that we'll talk about today in New Africa. New Africa is a particular movement and a continuation of the freedom movement, where you have to make a decision in this day and time. When you say you're free, that means you have to make decisions. If you're free, you mean your freedom to choose. You have the freedom to choose and go a certain way and stick to that way and develop along that way. So we just want to introduce that to you all with those welcoming words, and we're excited as you are to go forward. Okay,
yes,
I guess
sir.
We'll keep going. Okay, you there? Okay.
Go ahead. I'm right here. I'm just preparing things up. You're really warming us up right now. I think it's... I'm sitting back and just trying to, you know, many of us can't listen, you know. We have, you know, when I hear something that's great and profound, I definitely listen. So keep going, my brother. I'll come in. I want to add to the New Africa Monday. New Africa Monday.
Yeah, that's what got it going, you know, because I was looking in terms of, you know, the discussion we've been having lately and narrowing down to getting the best of our history, our knowledge base that we've inherited from our beloved leader and teacher, Imam Warsi Muhammad, and that legacy that was mentioned yesterday, that his son, Warsi II, that's contained the president of the mosque cares, and developing the knowledge, not just listening to lectures and presentations, but to take what was given to us or is being given to us, the more we go over it, the more it is revealing itself for these times. We came across, in our research, we came across when Imam W.D. Muhammad came to Philadelphia in 2005, and he came every year after that until his transition, and he was speaking, emphasizing the importance of business and education. And that goes right in line with New Africa. New Africa is not just a name, but it's a concept. And it's not just a concept, it's actually a reality if we follow through with it. So the importance of education and business, something that we're engaging in more and more. As I know myself and Isma and others, that when we talk, we develop upon strong principles, and Allah just bless us to come to get more and more out of it. And I was sharing with him yesterday that I was watching a program here in Philadelphia where the mayor was on a panel with a key member from the industry, the industrious department, and there was two panelists from the education. So it was a representation of the political aspect, the business aspect, and the education aspect. And they were emphasizing that it is important not only for people to be concerned about inner city or urban city educational systems, but also how when you do that, that is not just for the benefit of those in those cities. It seems like in most major cities where there's a large population of underclass, undercultured people in particular, not just the African-American, but there's others, the Latino, as we were told by Imam Alfred, that they are also of our families, and there are others. But it seems like there are business people, corporations, the commerce, they come into cities and they get all they can get out of the people, and then while they live off in the hills somewhere away from term, I'm going to coin it today, it's not my term, but something we got from our teacher, the biting grip of poverty, the biting grip of poverty. And they're saying now that it's not logical. It's not to the best interest of business people or corporations to take advantage of poor people. That is to their benefit to educate those people, to educate not just the people, but to educate the community. Not just the children, rather, but the community, have adult education, have special ed education. Prove that to get a better maximum, not only profits off of their investments, but also to have a sustainable workforce and a secure workforce. Because as was mentioned yesterday and today, continuing, that we're living in a global economy. Not
yes,
just
sir.
A global economy, but also a global classroom. And those two have to be connected, and whoever does that, Allah will give them, as it says, the best in this and the best in the next. So it is important for us as Muslims and human beings, the striving poor, that we don't get blinded by false visions that's presented on TV and in media, but that we do what we're doing here on Religion Means a Lot. That's what is important to support this. Is to have a balance. You have to counter all this falsehood and negativity that's being presented. You have to counter it with truth and prosperity, truth and progress. So I'm glad to be here with my brother on New Africa Mondays, bringing that back and keeping it alive and pushing it forward.
Brother Eman, are you there?
I'm here. I'm still here, yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to mess up the rhythm. I just saw the pause.
No,
are you there?
Yeah, you know how the rhythm. You know
right
how the
on.
Rhythm go.
You right on it. You right on it, man. You right on it, brother. I wanted to add to the value of this conversation and this address, this and you know, phone line. I was brought. This is a snippet, so we don't have a little snippet. And this one right here, it's a speech done by the Imam. We just got a clip. It's clipped, and it has actually a little piece. Now, I don't know if a member of our community actually made this public, but these are other members. You talking in the public, these are builders. These were some of the Masons, Moorish Science. And they're using this snippet of the Imam in which he explained an old speech that my father is researching now. Which speech, I think it was in the 80s, I believe, maybe the 90s. Now, what in this clip, because this is for our New Africa, this is important to understand what the Imam is addressing when I was talking about the inherent rights and leaders studying the universal principles presented in Islam. And us now, when we say we're actually being in the leadership of the Muslim world, many of us don't realize that we're leading the human kingdom. So we're leading Muslims back to even the light to search that. And this also shows that the Western builders, Western society, Western kept this information secret. But in New Africa, we don't want to have a secret order where the public education is exactly what you mostly get in the education of the public. Public terms, public terminology, and a lot of the knowledge that's put in an esoteric form, hidden form, symbolism for the elite to keep that grip on society. But yet they have taken much of the Islamic principles. I think that should be understood. Not to be angry, not to go and start a war, but to realize what you are holding in this possession of this Islam. We were taught that we had to be a holy Quran Sharif. So we want you, during coming up on Savior's Day and African American History Month, we want to be way before that. We don't need one day to symbolize our education and our process. But I think this is the point where you make the connection, Brother Imam, of the business and education. And as we know, is in business and not just education, the universe principle. That's where we get most of the highest end of education is at the university level. We still should be having a universal Islam. Imam Muhammad said, the Cosmo Child of you, that we are students of the universe. We study also the research in the universe. So we take that into Clara Muhammad schools. We take that in that we also will form this Clara Muhammad at the time. She didn't have a school to represent herself at that time. She did it what Allah blessed her, God blessed her to do and be a leader for this country in terms of education, but for her family. But she was working also at that time. We had called the Universities of Islam. We later... also named the name of the school system of Clara Muhammad Schools. But I want to understand for us to really get back into that universe. So when the brother was talking about new energy, you know, how could you understand this energy or how a cell phone is made if we don't come back to our universe or study in the universe? So I just want to use a snippet. You know, we try to give it a little culture and different things. And we got into the agriculture piece. But this is important for our development into New Africa. And I'll present what is already on YouTube, just a little snippet. So I hope you enjoy this for your selection.
I would like to tell you. Being his own thing. You know, if the white man that wouldn't let him in, see what the son by him being adopted. That white man must have known that the son didn't carry the same race or offer the same opportunity that the law of the white man offered. And that's another fact. And that's another fact. We follow the white man and find substitute. We remain in serious to him all the time. But all we have to do is trust God. And stop letting white man and his inhabited flesh guide you into the secret knowledge. Trust God, and God will bless your intellect. Get you a good heart, will bless your intellect to see the light.
I hope you enjoyed that. I think that was important in this age of transparency. We spoke yesterday on New Africa, the radio. We talked about the communication in his destiny of man, and we talked about him being a universal sight and his rising. But as we rise in information and knowledge, especially in the schools and universities to our young people today, I think it's important to understand what you have been blessed with in this invitation to establish yourself. You don't need to do those secret handshakes or anyone out there trying to use an esoteric form of the information. We have an open invitation. And every time of Juma, the brothers that you should see, and you greet each other with handshakes. And some go as far as to hug and greet, but we know the standard greeting in most of Islam, Salaam Alaikum, we give a good handshake in return. Sometimes you just use your heart, but that we know is standard all across the world. Now, we see business meetings develop the same way. They may not say Salaam Alaikum, a lesser greeting, but they say, hello, how you doing? Good to meet you. But there's many who have greet each other in a greeting to symbolize the degrees, the mastering of degrees, the mastering of information in over society. And they greet a secret, private handshake. Now, we don't want to go too detour too much in that, but I wanted to talk about today of not providing the shared freedom space, how this disrupts freedom space. The freedom space, the ignorance, is a sign of disturbance in the shared freedom space. You see, even if we have a street as a place of play and a place of a beautiful park, beautiful aspect of public shares, and this is a small example, and we have an ignorant person who's conned out of that life, is addicted to the commercialism of that day, addicted to the television of that day, the broadcast. And he'll go out and with his own ignorance, we were discussing yesterday, not being connected to the universality of man, maybe in his moment, and he'll throw things out of the park. He'll cause all type of pollution. He'll cause all type of corruption, crime, and he's a bad situation for the garden. Bad situation for the garden. So, what we want to really get to us to understand today that this ignorance is actually affecting our is actually affecting the public. Is actually affecting the shared freedom space. And, you know, we want you to understand what you've invited. So we're building. I'm here to build. I mean, your brother, they called me a Renaissance man with the music and the film, but at one of my passions is definitely development of taking the concept and making it, applying it and projecting it so we can see it in front of our faces. And many of us are here. We're not here to overtalk. We are actually here during this time to be an encouragement, to be a promoter, to be a medium. All these things on Religion Means Alive as we bless the reach. And I'm trying to see if I got Mujahideen back on the line because I think I dropped this call. Let's see if we got him. Do we have you, brother? Do we have you back?
I'm here, but I'm with the trick.
Okay, Mujahideen, I have you right here on standby. Yes, sir. Hold on. Yes. So let's get into concepts. Yes. All right. Now let's get into concepts. We need education. This is class. So it's class. I hope you gain some information. On another end, let's see. Let's go out there and see what some of the people are saying on Facebook. We got some calls coming in. But I like that on New Africa Mondays, I try to get a balanced opinion on what's affecting us, some of the ideas, some of the ideology, some of the things that's happening in the news, but also in the construction of a model society. We have to utilize. He may have spoke, I remember a while back, he spoke on not just looking at the universe, but seeing how Allah made us to utilize the universe. And we have an intellect that is really to promote that, to look and analyze, come out with concepts of creation. And we want to be the ones to utilize. We don't want to be burdened by creation. Why should we? If we don't use our brain, this is what will happen. So we don't want to carry that burden, the donkey burden and donkey thinking, donkey ideas. And many times, me and Mujahideen, we were talking about earlier, great conversation, by the way. I have good powwows, sometimes for Fajr, sometimes after. And one of the concepts that came up today was how many people love the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam, and things like that. But when you get a basic concept, many times we'll argue the concept down. Now, if you took away the word or who said it, they'll argue it. Oh, I don't understand that. Bro, I get that, but right now we need to do this. Well, if you go against the basic concept, you can't say you really support the vision or support the leadership. So we're not, and remember, brothers and sisters, this is not all bad for you. This is actually mercy for you because no one is perfect. I don't expect you to be perfect. There's many mistakes that have been made. And like the brother said yesterday, Imam Alfred said, one of the first things we should do is repent. Those who have heard the call and ignored the call, and those who will continue to ignore the call to New Africa. So one of my concepts is, what do you bring to New Africa? You know, write on a pen and pad today, what would you be bringing in this model city? Because it's definitely being, the ground stages are being built. But what would you bring? Because a long time ago, I met a woman. She was telling me, you know, through all courses of trying to find a perfect man. she was trying to find a perfect man, and she went to somebody, let's just say, a teacher and leader on relationships. So she goes and asks the person, she says, what can I get? How could I get a mate, you know, that, you know, I want a perfect man. I'm just tired of these deadbeat men that I'm meeting and this and that. And so the relationship expert said, well, describe what you would feel as a perfect man. So she said, well, he would have a job. He would nurture me, you know, nurture my talents. He would be, you know, take care of his body and this and that. So she was going on a big list and, you know, be healthy, optimistic, all these things. He would set goals. He would have all these goals. And the minute of her describing what was a perfect man, she came and realized that she wasn't a perfect woman. So she said, you know what? I would have to change myself because I couldn't see a man that had all those things choosing someone with some of the things I bring to the table. She was an honest woman, and one of my dear friends, I keep her, keep that quiet, who she is. But it was an important breakthrough because one of the breakthroughs was to see what that is not just a vision, you see? So it's not just a vision of New Africa. Many of us have that right now. Many of us are working on those things. But it's also what we will bring to the table. What will we bring? What kind of light will we bring? And remember, all the prophets taught it, and Prophet Muhammad summed it up and definitely spoke of this love. Of none of you who accept faith to you first have not just love, but love one for your brother, what you want for yourself. So we have to see that that's also a universal. That's also a universal concept. And these concepts we want to make be productive. These are things that we could teach a whole course. I know one brother, he was at the mosque here. He did it first Sunday. A blessed brother. And I want you to look him up. I'm going to look him, give you all his information in a few minutes. But he's been blessed to tour Germany. And he has a class that's just dealing when he used Imam Muhammad's language. This is how powerful some of us underestimate how important lessons we receive from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Imam to even show you where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was coming from. And he used this language, and he's teaching top men in Germany, top business professors. He's teaching them. And it's important that you understand this because he's teaching them with concepts that he learned from the Imam. So don't underestimate, as this tape, the importance not only of our school of thought, ideology, our history, our experience. See, sometimes your experience also, your experience promotes a healing for the world. Don't you know the African American's experience is summoning all these individual experiences and appetites we have is in other groups are even looking for the conclusion of this experience. Looking for the conclusion of this experience. Because there's many connected ideas. I was watching Muhammad Ali last night, and he spoke to an Irishman, and he was explaining to, you know, he said, I've studied your history and see how you guys were being abused or got abused. So he was writing a poem. Maybe we put the poem up here too during this Religion Means a Lot special. But he was basically giving him, and I thought that was so beautiful, even during that time of nationalism. I thought that was an expression of his humanity. He said, you see, so we fight from different angles. But he said, we have the same, we have a similar, you know, being someone oppressed over us. Ours is extreme. It's the worst form in history, historically. So we were made a scapegoat. I remember the Imam spoke about this a while back of how African Americans were made a scapegoat to what was actually happening to other people, just an extreme. before they even got with us, they were fighting each other. They were fighting each other, doing things to each other. So we don't want to just be, we want to research our faith. We want to research. We don't want to just be caught up in a situation where we can't look at the world. We can't understand what we are in this moment. Because this will be a healing process, not just a process to make you feel chosen in the sense of over others, and chosen in the dictatorship sense. We see that going on in tyranny. We see the Islamic world faced from that tyranny. We see some of our political ideologies and rulers who they don't believe in a common sense of man, even in the Republican and Democratic Party. Both parties, now we know the Republican Party is very much extreme with not paying, I would say, the shared burden, shared value. You know, the ones who make more feel that they may should be paying less. So my thing is not political. I'm not going to summon up against all Republicans, because also we have Democratic leaders who are not doing enough to promote the public's freedom, the public freedom for intellectual pursuits and material pursuits. Not just feeding the public, but actually to promote industrial pursuits, challenging, supporting the president and the fearlessness of how he even represented to come in. So I'm not telling you to go Democrat versus Republican. What I'm saying is that we have to realize there's struggles that's even going within both, in all movements. And we have a key role as a people. We have a key role, but also as American people, and humans, we have a key role. So we wanted to start with that. I'm going to try to play this later. But like I said, one of the brothers, he basically did First Sunday, and it was one of the best First Sundays I've seen. I told him I had a pleasure to greet him at this year's convention, and it's my privilege. I mean, it's an honor, because this brother teaches top flight, you know, they would say top flight in my field, security, but top, you know, course to European salesman. And the brother name is Kareem Bilal Akbar. I want to give a little piece of what he left. Because we want to also highlight those of us in the community and abroad who's doing great work. And we have to welcome them in the environment. Because if we don't build this house in training and seminars, they'll be over somewhere else teaching, so someone else will be taking advantage of this information, and you and I won't. And I'm seeing more and more that there's evidence that there's a scheme to keep us tied in the message in the church life and no other training, no other education, no other development. Whereas our scientific labs, our science labs, our labs to research earth, Muslims, we should see, and Christians, those with faith, should see that the first waves came through faith. The first call was the universal call of God. But then, as the mind and intellect got turned on to God and His creation, we should see that relationship. That should be right there. Matter of fact, we should understand those four rivers to be what religion is actually giving us. Religion is actually giving us in purifying those rivers, purification. So we want to, let me give you a little clip of this brother, and I hope you enjoy some of the part three of what he left during First Sunday.
Said Kareem, and he's an article. He told me about the tradition, and how they came.
Yes, I want you to get more of the brother's speech. This is our brother Kareem La Akbar, and the name of his first Sunday was Respect and Appreciation for the House that the Family Muhammad Built in America, from Temple to Mosque. And more you can get at the Mosque Cares WD Ministry. That was June 2014, first Sunday. So I want you definitely to appreciate and respect Mosque Cares. I'm giving you snippets, but definitely go up and you can also purchase the new book, Joseph, WDM Ministry. It's a great book. You wouldn't believe how this book is one of, I'm just speechless. I'm almost speechless because there's so much in that book. But one of the things I want you to see during this broadcast is this, you know, this principle of being lifted up, raised up. So the concern is for your people. The concern is on the mission. You see what God, how God is raising those up among us? And this brother went to Germany. He's telling you that this course, and you could get more from me, I want you to hear his lecture. He was able to use the psychology. There was a lot of things going and brewing even in the German psychology and business and psychology. He was able to use psychology and address certain problems. I have spoken to this brother, a good friend, and I know he was dealing with the man of business. But we're addressing the psychology of what's going on right now. You know, we have brothers like him and others, and it's time for us to pull our resources together so it benefits New Africa. I'm a spokesperson of New Africa. I consider myself a representative. I call myself representative. And I know many of us can't see the state. We look outside, we still see the ghetto. But guess what? I have a few of the brothers online, and I keep it, and actually, I like to keep some things just in building mode. But, you know, we're definitely projects that will bring out this. And I don't want to be one of those guys, the brothers just talking about it, see? But I want this to be for you what I mentioned about that woman. How that woman, she basically, you know, she realized that, you know, even if it was perfect, where would she be at? What would be her contribution? Because her mind, her focus was focusing on this outer experience, this outer body experience, almost outer body experience of when a perfect person comes, you know, he'll swoop, everything will be good. And many of us, that's how we focus. Well, we should be happy as Muslims and believers in those religions. If you're not happy, that's one of the first signs something's wrong with your life. Don't have money and use, oh, if I get some money, I'll be happy. No, shouldn't be that. You should take the power back. You know, be content to want more. This is what your life was made for. Your life was made to be wake up in the morning appreciative that you have life, that you're breathing. Many of us, and am I teaching economics? Yes. This is economics. Most of the books that you read now, they will tell you it is science of psychology and economics. That you should wake up in the morning and feel a certain way about yourself, even if you don't have it yet. You should feel that potential that God had made when he created you is excellent. And no matter what, how much you came up short, that potential was made is in you. That potential that right, inherent right, is in you. Now, we know most of us ain't taking advantage of our rights. Some of us definitely ain't taking advantage of our rights. But we do not, the law is not formed of the abnormality. So today, if they take away our rights, they say, hey, you know, African Americans ain't created equal. We would protest. We would say that even the top levels in this country would say, well, this is wrong. It's unjust. The whole country would probably be mostly, we have small sections of those we know against the freedom, but most majority, you know, different Americans, cross Americans, Chinese Americans, Irish, those, they would say, what's going on? What is this about? You know, in jeopardy of these rights we losing as men. But we know that many of the people are not taking advantage of their rights. But the reality is that we have a great example before us. We also have a great history before us. So I want you to feel good. You know, I don't want you to leave this and just get riled up, leave the broadcast and say, you know, we got so much work to do that where we at? What are we going to know? We want to first realize that we come from order. And one of the problems with Africa and our continent is they disturb the home. And you disturb the home, you could disturb the order. But man wasn't made to as an animalistic character or a character in chaos. man was made to be in a productive mode. The mode mentioned when we make our salat, we ask for cultivation and production, along with the salat. So we are made to be in that mode. We're seeing our picture as a garden. So the produce we should see is with us, right here, within us, the produce. So the production is within you. You don't have the out-of-body experience, as some of you do. You know, that's the burden we come from Christian teachings. And not all Christian theology based itself on what we were given. But the Christian teachings, particular doctrine we were given, was poor is noble and not to want. Now, that's another extreme. We got one extreme where it's so much, you've turned so much on to creation that you want all creation, and you won't be happy till you get a piece. And this is taking you out of your peace because you're not happy with what you exist. You're not happy with the idea. You're not happy with the potential. You're not happy with the thought. You're not happy with the love. You're not happy with the ability to do more and get better. That's an illusion. Like a great, watching a great philosopher, he says, talks about a microphone. He said, a woman says all she needs is this microphone to be happy. And then she's so much in love, when she finally gets the microphone, she's so much in love with the microphone. Oh, he uses a man example. He said the man is so in love with the microphone that he doesn't see the use because he's so much in love. So it's actually not the principle that has made the person happy. It's the releasing of being tormented with that thing that's on your mind. But we control that. It wasn't the microphone that actually made that person happy. And what we're using, money, didn't make that person happy. So we want to be healthy. The man made us healthy. The Nation of Islam, we had money flowing through the nation. But it was not at point specific moment a healthy state of where it is today. No way. Top scholars I can debate that it was not the healthiest. It was an example. Beautiful. And it's what we all say Islam, and you know, we all say golden years. But it was beautiful, an example. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad even pointed to the future being the best example. And the world being forced to submit. The world, the universal man. And isn't this an example when we see Imam Muhammad getting invited to the Vatican in the form of a community? Many of you still waiting as of 1975, before I was born. And it's really not laughing at it, but it's just really humorous. And in some sense, it's really not funny, but it's humorous to the sense that what are we waiting for? And God has given you an invitation. God has given you this invitation. And I want you to know in this invitation that you have been made to be the best. You've been made to be the best. And so we want you to, you know, I want you to understand that it's not all bad that's going on. Great brothers are doing great works, but now we need a house for this work. So we'll be adding during the tour, my last minutes on this hour. I'm gracious to have all the blessed. I'm going to take a few calls. But we will be touring America, United States of America, putting in methods, mythology, and system model communities. And we have some great minds have been blessed and treasured. And also we have great properties and land. It's time to develop. And we also want, in a shared freedom space, want to make sure that we are not wasteful. We want to make sure that we are recycling. I explained yesterday about recycling. You know, and I don't see recycle just putting your plastic and your plastics in your home, making sure your garbage is limited. That's one form, but we need to recycle things that work for our youth, our young people graduating from these schools, from private schools and public schools, the Quiet Muhammad schools. Start to try to do this goal. Teach someone who's in a profession that maybe you used to know that profession and you was in that profession. Give them some pointers. Start being a community, and I'm talking about this not just as Muslim, I'm talking this as African American. We have to be a community that is a recycling community, a community that's a rich and wealthy with ideas. I remember when reading the old stories of slavery and coming up, there would be old sayings preparing the common person going to the big city with many other tricks and deception. Each one teach one. Sayings like that. So we ain't never going to be aware, and that if we don't follow what our prophet Muhammad said, we ain't going to ever be aware if we don't follow what our prophet Isa, many of our callers, the name he called, is it Jesus, Christ Jesus, things that he promoted. We will never be anywhere till we understand the universal law that Moses was presenting. And slowing, thou should not kill a man. Then the law has been given. And we should have fear. We should have freedom, justice, and equality among ourselves. But they were so tainted as an enslaved group, that is, the justice of performing and they saving themselves, they're believing the exclusive right and justice for the world is becoming less and less. So God said, go in that land and use, go to the land. Don't be scared. Well, many of them were scared of the people who occupied the land. And God raised up a king, the prophet David. God will bring, and there was many other examples of prophets such as that were strong examples. Do not be scared. Do not be too weak to feel what you have is great in concept and great in message. But when you get around the barbaric people, that you will be easily overtaken by might and force. And don't we see that David slew Goliath? Symbolic. Our people, in another sense, slew Goliath in this country as a group. I'm talking about civil rights and Nation of Islam now, as a group. But did we come around that, come among that, and from that, and facing that type of conquering, what is the value we teach our children? What did we learn? What was the messages that we preserved going into New Africa? What was the message? We have to have a message. See, every group of people have a message. I mean, matter of fact, we see in this country, through all the different teachings, we see that one of the key messages was freedom. Constitution promotes freedom. Inherent rights. Common sense. Now, Imam Muhammad gave us many of the messages, so much so that a brother can just use the human, the rational message. I don't know how much we're going into the moral today, but the rational message, right, with the morality, but the rational message could even be remake a world. And this rational message could even remake Wall Street. So don't underestimate what you've been given. But also look at the history and the doctrine. So we have to bring back those things, brothers and sisters, and we are bringing back the culture piece. We're not, and remember, when you bring in something big and you're working together with Shura, a lot of times it's not a process. We shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't want fast food. You know, a lot of us, you know, we should want to make things more accessible, more plain, easy to access, but even a concept like Whole Foods, it would take work. It would take strategy. It would take us putting a system of operation, a distribution. So I'm happy to see that people, the brothers and sisters that we're working with, is putting in strategies, coming together with lasting results. You don't want to just go to eat a food. We could go to McDonald's for a quick meal. We could go to Burger King for a quick meal. But if you want the more healthy meal, it takes not all the time in the world, but it takes a little time. But with group help and group life, this is why we're urging group life. Support of the mosque kids. Support of each other. Support of the ministry of W.D. Muhammad. Support of each other. Support of the local area, not just the masjid and the mosque, but the area. The road being cleaned. The schools. If you don't have your child, if you're in the Qaeda Muhammad school, you should be in the part of the PTA or going to the meetings. If you're in the educational world, you should be a part of the PTA. Don't you know you'd be running the school system? Sure, that correct sure. Not just the sure to bully each other in the masjid or the church on the board. Because if you don't come to the shared freedom space, I told my mother the other time, I said, you know what happens? I said, Mommy, I love my house, don't you? I love it. She said, yes. I love them. We're blessed to have a house. You're blessed to have a house. But if you stay in your room all day, how are you going to feel? So, law, even your prayer, is an exercise. It isn't. It's just not one formality. You don't just sit, and you also have a balance point. We don't have to get into this, but the prayer movement, most of the Muslim worlds can't even give us the information about the science of the prayer. But you would find that this prayer, among all other prayers, have more physical movements than most prayers. So what is that to say? That we're not to be just a spirit with no body. And then we also be balanced, have balanced movements of society. Balanced movements of society. Five, four. And we see that the burden, I'm talking about all of us sharing this burden. So you go back and tell Jay-Z. You go back and tell Oprah Winfrey. You could go back and tell Beyonce. You could go back and tell all these people that we share this burden. We share in this burden. Shared responsibility. Sacred duty. We've been given sacred instruction. Sacred instruction. And we see this movement is on the rise. Like Imam Muhammad said, goodness is on the rise. We got some projects right now. I mean, it's only God that has brought this project. I tell all my business people, look to raise me and give me credit. Oh, it's my, how we doing this? And where you got? No, I tell you all the time, only God could give me these projects. Only God could do this. Start to claim that, too, in your life. Claim that. Don't be ashamed. Don't put it down. When you see the signs, God says in the sign, seeing help. Help. Allah's help is victory. Crowds of people into the religion. Seeing help and the victory. From those that, and I don't take that just for Muslims. What is God's religion? What is Allah's religion? What is Allah's way of life that He's given us? Just look at His attributes. I don't have to just say Muslim in the attribute. I would define the attribute: merciful, merciful giver, Rahman, Rahim, the day ruler. Don't you know that you to get closer? When you get closer to God, He will provide you His mercy, and you will become more and more of that under figure on earth. How many of us need to be merciful? Now, we're not ever going to be the most merciful or the most forgiver, but we should all have those attributes in us. And we should all have the attributes of also. I mean, remember one time, brother was complaining to the prophet. The about a brother that liked nice things, wore nice garments. None of you should know this report. You say all other reports. I barely hear this report. But this report, this hadith, goes that they would talk to the prophet about the brother wearing nice things. And the prophet says, well, one of Allah's attributes. One of Allah's attributes is glory. And explains that Allah, and what he's reaching, the way the prophet is reaching the brother, that this ain't a religion made for one who would be, should just come to the idea that I should be in love with poverty, but it doesn't eliminate, it doesn't discredit your inherent right if you are in poverty. But I don't believe Allah wants you to live in poverty. Allah maybe give you a test, but this Allah didn't say he was creating you to be in poverty. God said he was creating an inheritor. He was creating a khalifa. He created a khalifa. He created iman. Created us in excellence, human excellence. Adam was created honorable. Surely the children of Adam were made to be honorable. So we have to correct this thinking, and this thinking has spread itself to Wall Street. This thinking has spread itself to the mass media. Many don't see you as even honorable. And we know that the movies come out every few years to put us back in this shape. This is one of the mistakes that, I'm sorry to say to my Christian brothers and sisters, but this is one of the main mistakes I see of us portraying the divine, or what would be Jesus, as a European every few years. I think the latest movie we had, and it came out, I don't know how much we were even in tune with that, but it came out during February. Son of God. You think these people ain't in check? To keep our minds molded, to not just be formed in the sense of appreciation, but to be formed in even the things that you detest and you hate. And my example in that is that we may be formed right now in the media in terms of our argument. We're not arguing about trade. We're not arguing to have a peace and cooperation in America. We've been arguing when the tragedy happens. Now, you don't think that when I broke down the sophistication earlier of the secret meetings, you don't think people are sophisticated enough to give you that tragedy? To create that tragedy, we get reports of private industries. My mother talked about a paper I wrote in school a long time ago, before the real surge of private industry. I did a great paper at Hampton University. It took me a time. I was studying about the prison industrial complex. So now, you know, I'm not saying I'm past it because I would never feel free, but I know that this age is the age of reactionary leaders, and we need the age of proactive leaders. So you see the jail, you see the prison, yo, man, we have reaction. But what would goal? What should be the goal? Do we have a plan to educate our public? The plan of business? Yes, we do. And I want to answer that. Yes, we do. Yes, we can. But now is the day of the material formation of the man. And that gets to my last point of New Africa being a material body. Spiritual. It has spiritual messages. It's not the material ruling us. In this society that we have now that you are excluded from this rule presently, it's not that, but the expression, just like your body, your expression of your body right now is a material expression. You're not floating in the air. You're probably sitting in your chair at home in your office or maybe listening in the car, and you are expressing yourself through some material format, whether it's driving the car with your hands, hopefully, may God bless you to keep a safe journey home, But I want you with a material expression to be safe. I don't want to just, okay, that's my brother. I don't wish him to go home safe. No, I want you to get home safe. I want you to be alert. So the same way when we look at this house, the Kaaba, we should see that message. We should be bringing home that message. Don't you know that one of the biggest schemes that's been put on African-American life is to make you a spook? I say that one more time. Now, does it mean that the spook is immoral? No, the spook could be immoral. The spook may be moral. You could be a moral spook. But see, you're not putting the emphasis, oh, man, they made us bad. They made us, well, all those things come from being a spook. Because before you were made in this culture of criminal and the most dangerous black man in America, or the most dangerous people in America, you still had, your mind was seen as a danger. So to men outside of that information, man was made to be slave mentally. But many of our leaders took the attention off the physical, but we have great leaders and we have to give, during our talk, we have to definitely remember the great leaders who understood the connection of mental, how big the mental was affected. But as much as they were in religion, many of people couldn't express themselves. Many couldn't even express their freedoms. It says in the book, I'm reading a great book, that to be fruitful and multiply. Yet in my society, anytime I put a seed, I gotta tell the master, this is his seed. How much he made today? How much cotton he produced today? So many of us still have a burden. They made us hate. Some of us hate cotton subconsciously. And that hate for cotton grew into a hate of agriculture. I've studied this. African Americans still have not forgiven subconsciously what has happened in the plantation life. This is why the Imam said most of us should still study the effects of slavery, and I encourage all those listening that's educated, those who get an education, that you have to come up with a plain language to help our problems. Not sophisticated, esoteric, symbolic, no, we've been doing that for years. Problems and concerns, because many of you should be studying the effects of slavery. And slavery has affected us to a point where, you know, if you sat there for that long period amount of time and never got a chance to put any imprint or put anything even in your pocket from your labor, do you know this would not just affect you for money, man? Some of us got money, great sums of money. This will affect you to be, if you don't have a healing process, to, like I said, to think that the happiness would come with the money. So now your emphasis on TV and music and film, oh, man, look, we got all this money. Even in the Nation of Islam, they had a king. And we have to understand that this was, many scientists knew that we would be in that state. I have meetings and evidence of even prior to ending slavery, those saying we really affected them mentally. Don't worry, because they had a big meeting. What should they do? African Americans take all these jobs and they're skilled. They're doing most of the labor for us now. You know, what would we do? And it came with a conclusion. At one of the meetings, and I'm not talking about Willie Lynch, which is not missing the sense it didn't happen, but this meeting I'm talking about is a real meeting. I have evidence of it. And it happened in many other towns just like this. But one of my mother's mother explained to me, you know, very young, the conclusion of this business leader of the South at this big meeting. You say, well, we affected them mentally. Still, we have this and that. They're still be coming to us. And don't we see most of our entertainers even though they get $100 million or $10 million, still going and buying a European car for their worth? I'm here to tell you, I don't have to beat it. I think Allah's going to raise us to do it. But if you do it, beat us to the punch. That's how much I want this to be in the African-American mission. Build Detroit. Detroit should be a factory in itself for energy, new energy, and not just car, but energy. And it's, I believe it's coming. But I don't want to get to the 10-step plan and the program of many of these cities that need to be, I don't want to spend too much time on. But I just know that these, when you look at this ghetto, it is a sign. One of the things that God mentioned in the book is that he also resurrects communities. Allah, the community that looked dead, brings to life. So nothing is too great for this process and this healing. But first, let's all take responsibility and let us all agree that we have to work and work in the ways that he created. Don't work in saying I need, well, you're not responsible for the material. You're not responsible. You are to be responsible, but you're not responsible. God is abundant. So first, bring back love, the rational love, the emotional intelligence. Not just the love, what I'm saying, love of being exploited. I'm talking about the love you have for your son or your parent. You know, sometimes your parent made a move that you was, you know, but you had to, out of respect, bring back respect. The brother, many of us love the man. We love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We love Dr. King. But do we love each other? That's the question I'm asking. And I think the group that I see growing is definitely love, bringing that caring, bringing that condition, checking up on each other. And Religion Means Alive, one wants to promote this healing in this community. This healing allows us to break free when we recognize that we are greater than even that clock we're working on. You're greater than that linear equation, $25 an hour. $30 an hour. You hear the brother? He makes many more than what many make in one day. And I've been blessed to be free from that. But we still have a lot to do. You know, if we don't, if I still go outside and my brother is struggling, doesn't matter what I've achieved. It's great for in terms of waking my potential up, my individual potential, but we know we're a community. God didn't say he just made an individual. Even Adam, we're still the children of that. So every word is tied to the plural body. We even see these words. Communities. Ibrahim is a community. So you never will be free or happy until you address the community concern. And I'm going to take a few calls. We have first call 718-344-4805. Welcome to Religion Means Alive. 718-344-4805. Your Religion Means Alive. I think some people, brothers and sisters, just want to listen in, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. We have a call from 347-447-5950. Your Religion Means Alive. 347-447-5950. Your Religion Means Love. You there? I hear you, bro, sister. Okay, may just be listening. You have a highly rotated show right now. Very blessing of God, grace of God, that we are continuing to move it on. 478-978-8654. Religion Means Alive. 478. I get back, Mujahideen, for the Rapido show. It was a beautiful show today. I just want to continue that legacy home. I want you to read. You could also, on our broadcast, you could one of the great things you could do, we want you to do, is you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and replay. We're working on putting out, publishing the magazine, having a lot of the key interviews Iman Alfred has had, from the likes of Roz Baraka, Mayor, to Paul Williams, President of DASNY, to President Mosquez, all these great big champions that we have in terms of progressive leadership, bringing progress. And we want to make that available very soon. But for now, you can go on Blog Radio and backdate many of the interviews we have. We have some great interviews. And we want to make sure that you understand that, you know, all those who are working and might get off late, because I have numerous amount of people who have told me that they try to get the, you know, try to listen to the show every day at 6, but they say sometimes that they're coming off work or they have two jobs and things like that. I want to let you know that you could always put this up tonight. You could go and see, today's the 29th, so you could just go September 29th, 2014, and you can replay the broadcast, because we definitely want you to listen to it. We want you to understand. We represent for you, brothers and sisters, and we always want to respect our honorable and noble audience. We are here to respect your intelligence. That's one of the major things that we have to do. We have to make this commitment. Well, most of us that are into presenting concepts and ideas to the public, okay, got to get out of this baby language. You know, we see ourselves as creating that, carrying that human excellence. So I want all you brothers and sisters that have told me the interest in the show or working with us to realize that you could still come in and listen to the show. And I'm going to give you now our Imam Alfred has address that we basically... donations, because many of the things he does with his ministry across the country, from traveling to the peace campaign to a lot of things he's doing right now in the community. And this brother, I'm telling you, every day I wonder how he does so much. And we appreciate you making a lot of this possible, broadcast, and we also working on a media television campaign, always continuing the legacy and providing jobs also. We're providing jobs to young people right now. And so you can send all donations to 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey. 07036 is the zip code. That's one more time. 817 Imam Alfred Muhammad, Ministry Imam Alfred Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey, 07036. And I thank you for your time, precious audience. Peace and blessings. Are you there, Mujahideen Muhammad? Mujahideen probably take care of business right now. Let me see if I can get him one more time. Are you there, Mujahideen?
Yes, sir. I'm here live. We back like New Africa Monday, you know.
One thing I did want to say
in closing, that you know how you when you say things, you try to, you know, get reaction, but like how you say, you got to be proactive. And a lot of times, you know, you mentioned about the effects of slavery, you know, post traumatic stress of that, and like that the spook, the boogeyman, you know. And just reflected on that and thinking about, you know, Allah reveals in the Quran about Adam, how he told the angels to bow down to Adam. And this is in several surahs in the Quran. And one of the ayats, it said, one of the verses, it says, it's a dialogue, so to speak, between the adversary, the one who opposed bowing down to Adam. He wasn't an angel, though. He was from the jinn, from the those who think rational, analytical, academic, sensitivities, without concern of the common person. But anyway, the question goes, why didn't you bow down when I God created him with my two hands, created this model with my two hands? And you were talking about the balance between the spiritual and the material. And so sometimes when we're thinking analytical, as you said, we're in this society where, you know, we're trying to call the rat race. You know, we're trying to provide. We're trying to maintain. We're trying to get good, you know, advancement in the system. But now you're also invited to establish your own system. So New Africa is complementing all these things, you know. And we can't refuse to bow down to this excellent model that we're given freedom to develop, you know, because of something that's, you know, in our subconscious, you know. And another thing in conclusion is that same adversary, that enemy, that mindset that wants to oppose the benefit of natural resources, that excellent term you used earlier, utility. We pay utility bill. You know, all these things are connected, right? And God says in both books, in all the scriptures, really, that his schemes are weak. You know, he can only invite you. You know, so never be afraid that if you take a step out on faith, if you take a step out on
Satan,
trust,
Satan's schemes,
fix
right?
it with your brother.
No, you said Satan's schemes are weak. That's what you said.
His method of, and he threatens you with poverty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
mm-hmm.
we're afraid to not take a position of independence because we might lose income for our families, our wives, our children. But Allah reminds us that our mates and our children could be the best term, the average term is fitna, but a good term is it'd be a challenge. There'd be a challenge to you, you know, in your ability to move out. On faith. And also Allah says, God says that your wealth and your children could be a hindrance to you, you know. So let us never think that, as you mentioned, that Allah is not aware, able, merciful. You know, he gives us mercy through messengers. He gives us mercy through creation. So I just wanted to sum that up with that, man, that, you know, a lot of things that we wrestle with, you know, we always use that term, we wrestle with, right? You know, it's in the previous scripture, you know, the angel, Jacob was wrestling with the angel, right? And then they said in the scriptures that once he saw that light, the flame, that light, he became Israel. You know, he became one who can see, you know, see the vision. So I commend you, brother. You know, keep up the good work. Keep up the good spirit. You know, we want to put our resources with your resources, and we invite all those who have resources, not just material
yes,
resources
sir.
And financial, but like you
yes,
said,
sir.
Educational and love. Yes, sir. So let's get it.
Yes, sir. We even invite, like, the prophet. Let's use the prophet right here. We even invite those who can give a smile. So if you, in today's time, that's charity. If you could give a good word, or you don't undervalue yourself either. If you may not even have the information or the resources, and like to say, hey, I don't know what I can contribute, but you got a good, you like what the brothers is doing, you like, come down with us and speak. You might not even understand how a smile can make a difference in someone's life. I mean, most of our lives, that's one of the key things I've seen, even with people with money in the room. So a smile is not just a smile, you know. You know, they'll be standoffish in each other until the people communicate, say, hey, we got the same goals. They got an article
right.
talking about, before I leave, they got an article talking about why no rapper would be a billionaire in the game. Should have been long. I guess the article should really be titled, they should have long been a billionaire. So even if a rapper get a billionaire tomorrow, you think I'm going to be happy? No. Because the power of what is actually there, they should have been in what, 16 years ago. But there's not enough. Puff, Jay, all these guys don't even have enough. What it means, a smile. It means we don't even have enough group sense to say, hey, you put up 22, I'm worth for 500 million, you worth 500 million, Dre, you worth 600 million, Puff, you worth 500 million, Master P. So they made them individually rich, but they can't put 100 million in the pool together and have a billion and have something working for you, for the entity bringing jobs back to their community and put an economic plan. So we should see that the private information email gave before, and on later I'll give you, most of the people at my Facebook link, I'll let you see the link because it shows more visuals. But we should see that these private schools have made these kind of deals so they can never create and establish New Africa. But those are our New Africans. Those are our brothers. Those are our long-lost brothers. And we speak to you, too, with the greetings of peace. You have listened to another edition of Religion Means Alive.